Blog Talk Radio. all play. I want is free.
Be what you be.
This is for you, you.
my number one. This is for you, you, my number one.
I apologize for that. Some technical difficulties knocked me out, but I'm back. I'm back with you, and we'll continue the show as we were going on with the show previously. Before we cut back, and we'll keep going. I'm going to the next topic. The topic is who pumps the gas. When I say who pumps the gas, now we're talking on the terms of traditional understanding, and we're also talking on the terms of just common courtesies and things we do. Okay. let me play a scenario for you, let me paint a synopsis. Me and my wife, we're in the car. We're going on a trip. It could be a romantic weekend. It can be just going out to the grocery store, or it could be going out for dinner or something, just a date night. Pull up to the gas station. She gets out, and she tells me she's wanting to get something out of the store. And I get out the car, and I say, oh, we need gas. So I get out. I tell her, here you go. Take this and pay for the gas. And I stand by the car, and I pump the gas. She comes back. She gets in the car, sits down with the item she's bought. She sits on the passenger side, sits there. She eats, enjoys what she's bought, or whatever it may be, scratch off, whatever it is. She sits in the car, and she patiently waits for me to put gas, and I get in the car and drive off. That is traditionally how we've been taught. That's how it's said that it should go down. You know, the man pumps the gas, and the woman or the female, the significant other, that's with that partner, sits in the car, and that's just the duty of the man. Nothing's wrong with that. Now, it's, recently, it's been a lot of talk of the opposite happening, where the man sits in the car, and the female gets out, or the male stays in the car, and the wife or the significant other gets out and pumps the gas, and the man sits in the car. On a personal understanding, what do you guys think on that? Should the man always pump the gas, i.e. should the man always pay for the meal, i.e. should the woman be empowered by not pumping the gas? Or on the back end of that, can the woman be empowered by pumping the gas? It's all different ways to look at it. From the personal understanding and from a personal understanding for me and my personal perspective, and also from a traditional stance, mostly it just feels right if the man does it. We are creatures of habit. What we're told and what we see, we come to understand to be our reality and actuality. So inside of understanding that, if I've seen my whole life, the man pumps the gas, the man pays for the gas, the man pays for the meal, the man pays the bills, the man is the protector, the man is the provider, and the man is the one who ultimately, in those instances or those situations, take lead. That's kind of what we emulate as we get older. Now, as things change and it's nothing new, the world evolves and we evolve as people, you know what I mean? And it happens. Independence and dependency changes in some aspects. As children, we're dependent upon our parents. As we mature and we get older, we become independent and we depend upon ourselves. Is there anything wrong? This is me just throwing it out there. I'm not saying this is where I'm at. I've already told you from my personal perspective what makes me feel comfortable. But me just throwing it out there. Do you feel, as the listeners, and we all have a perspective, and as I said, I'm open to hearing yours, the number 718-664-9983. Do you feel as if it's okay if the female chooses to pump the gas and the male doesn't? Do you feel sometimes it's just the way things happens? Or I would really be interested in the female perspective, because I think female sees it the way it is, the traditional stance, and it's a custom, and it's traditionally known. I remember one time having a conversation with two of my good friends and my wife and their significant others as well. We were talking and we were discussing, if I come home as a man, I feel it is my duty to open the house and go into the home first to check to make sure, you know, everything's in place and everything's okay. I won't let my wife walk in first. But on the backside of that, when we go into a public building or we go into anything outside of the home, or anywhere you're going, it's a common courtesy to open the door for the male, for the female first as a male. And seeing that and understanding that, what differences? Why do we open the door first when we come home? For me personally, it's a sense of protection. I feel as if something's going to happen, I would rather it happen to me first. When you go into a public building, I think we must assume that we're showing chivalry by opening the door first. So chivalry can be seen in all different lights. The chivalry for me in opening the door coming home is protection. The chivalry for me opening the door with my wife when we're going into a restaurant is more of showing that the queen has arrived. I mean, it is what it is. It plays both ways. But however it plays out, at the end of the day, for me, the impression that I'm giving off is that I'm protecting this woman, and at all costs, that she is the queen and it's about her. Now, on the backside of that, if my queen decides that she wants to be independent and understand that she wants to do some things for herself, and she may want to open the door for herself, or she may want to pump the gas, you have to understand as men, it has to be a compromise. You have to find a way to compromise inside of that scenario, because me, I don't really want to relinquish it. I'll be honest with you, I don't see myself relinquishing those things. But if it's something my wife really, really wants to do, and it makes her happy. At the end of the day, what I'm doing, I feel, is to make her happy. It's to empower her. So if she feels empowered by doing it instead of me doing it, I don't know. Well, am I going against what my whole outlook really was from the get? I don't know. It's something to throw out there. Who pumps the gas? Does it matter from the standpoint of tradition, or does it matter from the standpoint of who's happy with it in their relationship? Something to throw out there for you guys. You may see it differently than me. As I tell you all the time, I'm a pretty open dude, so I really see things. I try to see things from all perspectives. So I'm not trying to just, you know, cascade my perspective on everybody. I'm just open, pretty much, in what I see and what I feel. With that, though, now that we got everything back up and running, I'll go back in some sounds, and I'll be right back with you in a minute. We'll break down Yes, Ma'am, and No, Sir, and we'll get into Amber Rose and cheating a little later. But check out these sounds, and I'm glad I'm back with you. I'm glad these technical difficulties, these things happen. It's no big deal. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep it grooving, and we're going to keep doing what we do. With that, hey, this is DLR, it's Jewel Alawa. If you got something to say, call in at number 718-664-9993. Hit your boy up. I'm going to hit you with some sounds, man. Tell me what you think about this one.
Right. foot stunning. You cha-cha with your right, you cha-cha with your left. You turn to the right and move to the left. Back it up and jump. And right foot stunning and left foot stunning. You cha-cha with your right, you cha-cha with your left.
It up and jump. Hey, you cha-cha with your left, you cha-cha with your right. I think I said that backwards, but anyway, that's the cha-cha side, the Mississippi stump. That's my jam right there. You get a party groove with that one. Before I move into yes sir and no ma'am, or no ma'am and yes sir, however you want to say it, either way it's polite, and traditionally understand where I was raised and where I was brought up. Before I move into that, I did forget about something, and I apologize. I totally apologize for it, but I forgot to mention in the March Madness, in the NCAA Collegiate Tournament, Championship Tournament, Michigan State, the number 2 seed in the I think Michigan State was in the bracket there, and if I call this wrong, Michigan State, oh, the bracket, Michigan State in the West, the Midwest. Yeah, Midwest. In the Midwest bracket, Michigan State was upset in the first round by Middle Tennessee, which was the number 15 seed. It was pretty big, and Middle Tennessee came out, and it just basically dominated Michigan State the whole game. Michigan State never led in the whole game, and Middle Tennessee won. So big ups to Middle Tennessee for pulling off that great win. Succumbed to Syracuse yesterday, so Syracuse beat Middle Tennessee in the next round. But they did make one of the big splashes this year in the NCAA Collegiate Tournament Championship Tournament by beating Michigan State, which was by all means a lot of people's pick to win the whole tournament. And then you've seen Kentucky fall to Indiana, number 4 seed. Kentucky's had its ups and downs here. And Indiana took them out. So it's been a great tournament. Like I said earlier, it's been a great tournament. But anyway, let me get into where I was going with this. The next topic. Yes, sir, and no, ma'am. No, ma'am, sir, however you want to say it. The base and the understanding of yes, ma'am, and no, sir. And for the most part, and did some research on it. I wanted to make sure because am I – total analysis of the whole understanding of how it came about, it went back to slavery for me. And of course, when you look at slavery, a lot of things are passed on just traditionally. And then some things happened that as a culture, it's a lot of things that the black culture took that were embedded through slavery that is still in use today as a understanding of the way that things are done. And all are good, and some are good and some are bad. It's however you want to look at it at the end of the day. But when you go to slavery and you think back to master and all those aspects of it, and the yes sir and the no ma'am was mostly directed towards master, the white man, or ma'am, the white lady. And it was something that was taught and was a politeness that was given from the slave to his owner. Nothing wrong with that. It's an understanding of respect, and it's an understanding of what it is and how it plays out. The backlash of that is sometimes that now, because of what slavery, see, what we understand slavery to have done and the impact of slavery on the culture of the black culture, you look back on it and you say, well, why did we do that? Well, you did it out of respect, which was nothing wrong with that from that standpoint. If you give them respect, respect is okay. It's however you see respect is earned and how you decide to give it. That's fine. On the other side of that, we took it as our understanding to give respect ourselves. So it was implemented in our own culture to do to our elders. If you're talking to a person that is older than you in the black culture, or if you're talking to someone that has garnered such respect from you, you would answer them as yes, ma'am, or no, sir, depending on their gender. There's nothing wrong with that. Here we go again with understanding. Taking something that was given to us almost in a bad light and making it a prestigious polite platform. Because when you think about it, and this is the truth, and you have to remember this too, it's a Southern thing. Because you can say yes, ma'am, and no, sir, to someone from the North or someone who's been raised up North or something like that, and they take offense to it because they feel as if you are aging or if they're not in a place, it makes them feel uncomfortable. But the truth of the matter is, the uncomfortableness comes from the fact of, at the end of the day, if we're going to give respect and you understand respect is to be given, yes, ma'am, and no, sir, is a part of it. It's just a part of it. It's not like I'm taking anything away from you. It's just in that moment, just like if I have a title, if I'm a doctor or if I am a scientist or something like that, at certain times that that privilege is projected upon me, and it's okay. It's fine. So if I'm talking to an older African-American male and we're in conversation, he asks me a question, my reply is more likely going to be it's going to be yes, sir, or no, sir. That's just how I was raised. That's how I understand it to be. It may have came from culturally being embedded in from the slave standpoint. Most people won't say it was around before then, and that's true. Yes, ma'am, and no, sir, was around 800 years before in European culture, way before slavery came about as we know of from the standpoint of what we talk about as of America. But at the end of the day, it was implemented inside of that slavery that was passed on to the black culture that we see today. And in understanding that, what you should understand is you see it more in the black culture than you may see it in other cultures. I don't have a problem with someone answering yes or no. That's fine with me. I don't like, huh, and what you say, what. I really don't. I don't have a fondness for that. But I was raised a certain way, so I don't get it. So I don't. But that doesn't mean the opposite is wrong. It just means it doesn't work for me. But inside of understanding, yes, ma'am, and no, sir, I think it's a privilege. I think it's an honor. If I'm saying yes, ma'am, and no, sir to you, I give you that privilege. I give you the honor of understanding that in this moment, what you're saying to me means that much to me. There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I think it's something that we should share and use more abundantly. And if yes is fine for you and no is fine for you, that's fine with me. You don't have to be ma'am or sir. That's fine. I just don't sit well with huh and what. I just don't. And that's a personal standing. And like I said, these are personal perspectives for me. But I'm open to hearing yours. If you want to call in and share yours, that number is 718-664-9983. Call in and give me a holler. But in understanding yes, ma'am, and no, sir, I really think it's imperative that we understand it's endearment. It's not so much of, it's not an insult. It's not me calling you older. It's not me trying to imply anything outside of, in that moment, giving you respect in the conversation, really, personally. And this is my personal perspective. And I will be honest, I do believe in all aspects of it that the origin and all of it was built from slavery. I do believe so. But I also think that once again, as a culture, the black culture took it and implemented it into its own understanding and gave respect to each other, which is a beautiful thing. Think about it. It was something that was used almost against us as a culture in some ways to be instructed to say yes, ma'am, and no, sir, in situations where we might have didn't have respect for individuals. So on the backside of it, we decided, okay, if I have to give it and I don't really respect you, I'm really going to give it to those that I do respect. So every time I see an older gentleman or older lady or a female that is in a, and that is respected by me, which is all. I mean, anybody that's older than me, I really respect them. I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm talking to them, I'm giving them respect as due. Maybe over time they may lose my respect, but still, when we're in closest vicinity, and I'm talking to them, when I'm talking to them and we're having a conversation, and if they're older than me, I'm going to say yes, ma'am, no, sir, or no, sir, yes, ma'am. It's just how it works. Take from what you want. Like I said, it's my perspective. We all have those. You can share yours openly. With that, I can't get into Amber Rose today. I'll get into it tomorrow. Time has ran out on me. Unfortunately, I had some technical difficulties that broke us down earlier, but that's okay. Things happen. With that, though, you guys enjoy your day. Be safe out there. It's kind of cool. Put your jackets on, but enjoy the weather, man. Enjoy the day. Enjoy life. With that, lock your doors. Go beyond to the Lord. It's all right, but it's fair. One more JWJ. Dad is.